In the back of an office on Bay Meadows Way, Ebony Payne English rummages through stacks of big, bright boxes. With neon colors and the word school beats on the front, they almost resemble old school boomboxes. But inside them, well, that's music to an educator's ear.
Instructor's guides, the project materials, the worksheets, and things like that.
The materials are part of School Beats Academy, a musically inspired curriculum designed to engage kids in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. Only the kids don't necessarily know that they're learning. They think they're running a record label.
So it's a student-ran record label. So it's not just a hip-hop club or a music club. They don't just make the music. They learn how to run their own business.
That includes kindergarten lessons in product distribution, elementary school assignments on the physics of sound, and high school tutorials on music production. Joseph Vickers is president of Education Through Entertainment and Arts Partnership, who, along with Payne English, developed the K-12 program.
You're simultaneously learning a lot of different concepts and a lot of these skills that are in the program are at an advanced level, but because it's revolving around something that they truly enjoy, they're grasping these different concepts.
It's one of the many projects looking to push the bounds of learning in brave new ways at the second annual One Spark Festival. This year, the festival has partnered with the Schultz Center for Teaching and Leadership to provide a venue especially for those competing for funding in education-based projects. So far, creators have registered more than 110 projects showcasing the next big thing in education. Diane Bixler, an educator of 18 years, will also be among them. Bixler came up with Class Writes. An avid writer herself, Bixler says the idea takes the writing process a step further outside the conventional classroom.
The piece that we're missing is the publication component. And that's what this platform offers, is the ability to actually publish those works, and it turn around generates money for the classroom settings.
The web-based program provides a space for collaborative writing as well as an opportunity for students to raise funds by selling their published works.
So it actually takes the students all the way through the writing process and gives them a reason to do the writing.
Courtney Fletcher wants to bring a world of education to kids by bringing the world to them. Her journey to founding Kids Foundation for Uniting Nations, or FUN, began about 3 years ago.
Following my trip to India, I actually had a fifth grade class in Florida Skype with some kids in India, and it sort of opened my eyes to how little we know about other cultures.
So Fletcher sought to create a global network for students to connect. Currently, that network has grown to include students in Costa Rica, Canada, India, Stanton High, Fletcher High, Landrum Middle, and Mayport Middle and Elementary Schools.
It's opening their minds to a whole other culture, environment, everything else.
In a changing landscape where connections are increasingly global and information is a mouse click away, educators must provide bold new game plans, says Payne English.
You know, you have to go with the how, not the what. You know, and how does this apply to you? How do you use this information? How do you extract things that are particular to you as an individual from all of this information? As educators, we gotta figure that out, and fast.
It's a brave new world out there, and somebody's gotta teach it. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.